The story of the rich man and Lazarus is familiar to many of us. I don't know how many times I have read this lesson and preached on it. But this time, as I was reading through this familiar parable and preparing myself for today, I noticed something that I had not noticed before. And it's right there in the beginning of the parable where Jesus kind of sets up the story. He sets up this amazing contrast. He shows us this rich man who is fabulously wealthy, wearing the most expensive clothes possible. Purple was a very expensive dye. Only the very wealthy could afford to wear purple. And fine linen, also very expensive. So today he might be dressed in the most expensive Armani suit. And then we're told that he feasted sumptuously every day. Now, we feast sumptuously a few days of the year. We all have our big Thanksgiving dinners, maybe a nice Christmas dinner. Maybe for our birthdays, we throw a special feast. But here we have this rich man who ostentatiously throws a feast every single day. So for this rich man, every day was his birthday. Every day was Thanksgiving. And not only that, although Jesus doesn't have to tell us this, but as one so richly blessed, he knew that he was right up there with God. He knew that all those blessings God had showered upon him, and he believed that he deserved each and every one of them, or else God would not have given them to him. And then at the opposite end of this great contrast, we have this dying, homeless wretch named Lazarus, who is covered not with purple and fine linen, but with oozing open ulcers all over his body. He would have probably smelled the high heavens, would have been the kind of person that you would make a detour to avoid contact with. And yet, we're told that this man, unable to move himself, had for some reason been placed right at the rich man's gate, right at the entrance to his home, right on the front porch, where the rich man could not possibly avoid him. In fact, I imagine the rich man having to step over Lazarus every time he had to enter or exit his house. Now, who would have put Lazarus there? What was he doing there? And then it occurred to me that maybe Lazarus had been placed where he was at the entrance of this rich man's house as a gift from God. Now you might say, well, that's kind of a strange gift. I don't imagine the rich man saw Lazarus as a gift from God, at most as an inconvenience, or perhaps an opportunity for him to be so thankful to God every time he saw Lazarus and said, "I thank you, God, I'm not like him." But maybe Lazarus was a gift from God. As a matter of fact, I believe that Lazarus was an invitation from God. An invitation to the rich man to learn what his riches were really for. That God had given him his fabulous wealth so that just as God had blessed him richly, this wealthy man might enter into God's blessing by sharing some of his blessings with another person, with this dying homeless man at his front door. God was offering the rich man entrance into the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God that Jesus preached about so often, where the hungry are fed, where the last become first. He was offering him life. In the words of our second lesson, the kind of life that really is life. See, the rich man thought he had it. I'm sure that as he was dressed in his fancy outfit, as he was enjoying his fabulously expensive food, day after day he thought, now this is what I call living. But in fact, it was anything but. That the life that is real life was a very different life. But it was a life that was there for him right at his front door. Right there for the taking. If he can only see this man, see the need, and realize that God had blessed him so that he would be able to meet that need. But, as the story goes, the rich man did not see. He was blinded. What kept him from responding to this gift that God had laid at his front door? Well, ironically, I believe it was the very blessing that God had given him. The very thing that made it possible for the rich man to be a blessing to Lazarus was also the very thing that kept him from seeing Lazarus. You see, wealth is kind of a two-edged sword, or at least it's a coin with two sides. On the one hand, wealth gives us the opportunity to model God's generosity by sharing our overflowing wealth with others. But wealth also has the power to blind us to the needs of others, to make it more difficult to see beyond the ends of our own noses and to think that all this wonderful stuff that we have is intended solely for our enjoyment. The rich man discovered too late that he had missed out on life. When his life ended, that was it. What was revealed after the rich man died was simply what he had chosen for himself by refusing the invitation that God had laid right at his front door. Now here we are gathered here today. I don't imagine any of us would consider ourselves fabulously wealthy. I don't see any Armani suits out there. I don't see any designer dresses. And yet, if we compare ourselves with the rest of the world's population, we are fabulously wealthy. A substantial portion of the world's population lives on $1 or maybe $2 a day. That's it. Most of the world's population considers themselves fortunate if they have even a little bit to eat each day. God has indeed blessed us, blessed our nation richly. And God has placed those in need around us as our invitation to discover the life that really is life. And the real life is not a life lived for ourselves in pursuit of success and our own happiness and wealth, but the life that really is life is a life that was lived for others. Indeed, the life that Jesus lived and the life that Jesus now wants to live in us and through us. Here we are on Harvest Home Sunday. Could there have been a better day to hear this parable of Jesus? Could there have been a better day for us to remember that when we bring our gifts forward, whether it's food or whether it's money to help to feed those who are hungry, the Lazarus is right here in our own area. To think that we are living and choosing the life that really is life. Choosing to live for others. Choosing to be God's blessing to others. So that what God gives to us flows, passes through our hands and from our hands to all those in need. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all the ways in which you have so fabulously and overflowingly blessed us. Help us, Father, to see the Lazaruses around us, to see the ocean of human need, And help us to respond to that invitation by choosing the life that really is life. Reaching out generously. We ask your blessing upon all those who will receive this Harvest Home offering. Bless them, Father. And help us to continue to be a blessing to all those around us, as you have so richly blessed us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.